Masechtas Chulin, Daf Ayin Tes, 3 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Tes and Aleph, and let us review that we previously saw machlekes between Hananya and Rabbanon, Legabe the Issa of Yisav Esbenoi, based on how they dash in the Pasuk and Pashas Emor that speaks about the Issa of Yisav Esbenoi. Hananya held that the Issa of Yisav Esbenoi is Noig, Bein Bezachorim, or Bein Benekevois, and it doesn't make a difference if one would shech the father and the child, or the mother and the child, and in all cases one would be even the Issa of Yisav Esbenoi, and we explained that Lefi Hananya, this is the Makar that in general, Benegea animals, we hold that Choshen L'Zera Av, and there is a relation between a male animal and its offspring. However, Rabbanon had a Makar from the same Pasuk, that the Issa of Yisav Esbenoi only applies to a mother and a child, and the Issa does not apply to a father and a child, and the Gemara will refer to the Shita as a Shita of Rabbi Huda, and the Pashas it would seem that the Torah is teaching us Benegea Yisav Esbenoi, that in Choshen L'Zera Av, therefore we should extend this to all other areas in the Torah, and we should always say that in Choshen L'Zera Av, and even if it would come out of Kula, however, as we will see in our Gemara, that certainly according to the Manda Omer that holds in Choshen L'Zera Av, it doesn't mean that we know for certain that in Choshen L'Zera Av, but we actually have a suffix, and the suffix is as follows, as do we say that L'maisid is a Gzeres HaKasa B'negeo Yisav Esbenoi, that it only applies to a mother and a child, and not to a father and a child. The reason must be because the Torah holds that we are never choshish l'zera av and even l'kula, and as we previously explained. However, it is also not sad that Rabbanon hold that although generally we hold that choshish l'zera av and even if it would come out l'kula, however, the Torah is mechadish to us b'negeo Yisav Esbenoi, that even though certainly choshish l'zera av and there is a relationship between a father and a child, however, specifically b'negeo Yisav Esbenoi, there is a gzeres hakasav that only applies to a mother and a child, not to a father and a child. And keep in mind that certainly b'negei a human, we always hold that choshen l'zera av, and certainly there's a relationship between a father and a child. And as we know, b'negei yibum, achim and av are considered brothers, and achim and aim are not considered brothers. And certainly b'negei yerusha, we know that mishpachas av kuri mishpacha, and mishpachas aim ain't a kuri mishpacha. As we will see, that our Gemara will actually apply the machlekes between the Rabbanon and Hananya to a case of klayim, and as we know, the pasuk and pashat kedushin teaches us behemta chaloi savia klayim, and we already saw that in pashat kisitze the pasuk states lesachresh b'shar v'chamor yachdav. Number one, there's an issa to crossbreed two different species of animals, and there's also an issa to have two animals of two different species work together and plow a field together or lead a wagon together. And although there's an issa to crossbreed two animals together, but the result of that offspring is not usser, and one could use that animal, and the most famous crossbreed is a mule, or what the Gemara refers to as a parrot or a preda, and a standard mule is a crossbreed between a male donkey and a female horse, and a reciprocal crossbreed, meaning an animal that is born from a male horse and a female donkey, is called a hinny, and it is common for people to want to have mules, as a mule has the best traits of both a horse and a donkey, as it has the size, speed, and strength of a horse, while it has the donkey's endurance and its tough metabolism. And we know that males are sterile and cannot reproduce, and certainly it wouldn't make sense that someone would want to mate two mules together, as there would be no result and no reproduction happening. And similarly, it wouldn't make sense to mate a mule with a horse or a mule with a donkey. However, the mice, if one did so, then potentially there could be an issa of klayim, and certainly one would be ivan the issa of klayim if one mates a mule with a sheep or with some other animal that is certainly not the same species as a mule. However, a more relevant example of klayim b'negei a mule is the case where someone hitches a mule and another animal together in order to plow a field or in order to pull a wagon. And just so we understand the matzias, a horse has 64 chromosomes and a donkey has 62 chromosomes, and when you mate them together, so a mule has 63 chromosomes, and the matzias is that male mules are completely sterile. However, there are very limited cases where a horse or a donkey mated with a female mule, and the female mule actually had a child, and that child was always doyim la'av, and if the father was a horse, so the child was a horse, and if the father was a chamar, so the offspring was a donkey. Based on this hakdama, let us begin our Gemara. As Amar Rav Huna Bachia Amar Shmuel Hilchos Chananya, Rav Huna Bachia said the name of Shmuel that Lacha follows Chananya, that the Issa of Yisav Esbenoi doesn't only apply to a mother and her offspring, but it also would apply to a father and its child. And the Gemara tells us, "V'azah Shmuel Tamei," and Shmuel is going with Shitas Masai, and as we will see, that Shmuel will be discussing a case of Klayim, and since we will see that Shmuel will hold that Benegeya Klayim with Choshen Luzera Av, even Lekula, then certainly will hold that with Choshen Luzera Av, Lechumra, Benegeya Isav Espinoi, and the Isav Isav Espinoi would also apply by a father and a child, and as Rashi states at the top of our Amid, and as our Gemara continued the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Klayim, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hanelodu Min Asus Afal Pi Shavin Chamor Mutar Zebzeh Avol Hanelodu Min Chamor Im Hanelodu Min Asus Asurin. And although in our sugya Rashi explains the Shita Rabbi Yehuda according to the Maskanas HaGemara, that Rabbi Yehuda is actually Mesupik if we hold a Choshen Luzera Av or in Choshen Luzera Av, and therefore he will always go to Chumra. However, the Havmin of our Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda certainly holds in Choshen Luzera Av, and even if it would come out of Kula, and therefore let's explain the Shita Rabbi Yehuda according to the Havmin of the Gemara. And Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that since we already mentioned that Dhamma, that a standard mule, the father is a donkey and the mother is a horse, so one would be able to take two mules who are the same breed, and both of their mothers were horses, even though both of their fathers were chamar, but they would still be mutter to breed together. As Lemaisa, we hold in Choshen Luzera Av, even Lekula. However, Rabbi Yehuda also teaches us one cannot mate a mule with a hinny, as he states that one cannot mate a mule whose mother was a donkey, which we would call a hinny, together with a mule whose mother was a horse that we call a mule. Since we hold that in Choshen Luzera Av, that a mule whose mother is a donkey is actually considered a donkey, and a mule whose mother is a horse is actually considered a horse, and if someone would mate these two breeds together, or if someone would actually work them together and hitch them to a wagon or hitch them to a plow together, then they would be oivon to Issa of Klayim. Our Gemara now continues, V'am Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Da'ama in Choshen Luzera Av, Avracham Oimim Kol Mine Prodis Achas Hein. Rabbi Yehuda explained the name of Shmuel. Now, although the Mishnah Mesechtes Klayim does not bring down a Machlekes, however, this din that we just saw from the Mishnah Mesechtes Klayim is only going according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, and as we already explained, that he holds the in Choshen Luzera Av. However, the Chachamim would actually be Cholek on Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim would hold that one could mate any type of mule together with each other, and one could work them together with each other, as all mules are considered one min, and they're all considered one species. And as the Gemara explains, Man Chachamim Chanan Yehuda Amar Choshen Luzera Av, and V'hai Basusya V'chamra, V'hai Bachamra V'susya, and Kul Chodamina Ninu. When Shmuel refers to the Chachamim, he must be referring to the Shita of Chananya, that holds that Choshen Luzera Av, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if this mule was produced by crossbreeding a male donkey and a female horse and producing a mule, or by crossbreeding a male horse and a female donkey and producing a hinny. Since Lemaisa with Choshen Luzera Av, and both of these animals are a new breed that is a crossbreed between a horse and a donkey, and they're both considered mules, therefore the Issa of Klayim would not apply. And Lemaisa, how do we see from this Mishnah and from Shmuel's comment that Shmuel paskins like Chananya, and as Rav Huna Bachia stated in the name of Shmuel, Hilchosik Chananya, and the Gemara stated of Ozda Shmuel Tamei, and Zok Rashi and Diba Mascha of Acham Oimim, when the Kari Shmuel of Chananya Beloshin Chachamim, and since when Shmuel brought down the Manda Omed as Chilik with Rabbi Huda, he didn't just say it was Chananya, and he stated Rabbonon Achilik on Rabbi Huda, the Shma Mino, Svirle Hilchosik Chananya, and since we know that Yachiv Rabbim Halachik Rabbim, so therefore he brought down the Shita of Chananya Beloshin Chachamim in order to show us that he paskins like Chananya. And the Gemara will now continue and try to understand the Shita of Rabbi Huda that we just brought from the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim. And when we explain the Shita of Rabbi Huda, we explain that certainly Rabbi Huda holds that Bevadai we hold that in Choshen Luzera Av, and even if it would come out Lekula. However, our Gemara now continues and brings down a Shaila as to what Rabbi Huda really holds. And as our Gemara continues, we boilu, we had a following Shaila, Mifsha Pshita Leila Rabbi Huda that in Choshen Luzera Av, was it Pasha to Rabbi Huda that certainly we never Choshen Luzera Av, and even if it would come out Lekula, and as we explained the Mishnah Mesechtes Klayim, Oidilmo, Svukim Misafkele, or potentially even Rabbi Yehuda was Mesupik, as although possibly we hold that in Choshen Luzera Av, but there is a potential that we hold that Choshen Luzera Av, and therefore in a case where there's a Suffolk Duraisa, we would always have to Paskin Lechumra, and as our Gemara continues, Lemay Nafkamina, Lemishra Pri, and Ma'im, Nafkamina between these two Tzadim, is if it would be permissible to mate a mule whose mother was a horse and its father was a donkey, together with the min of its mother, and together with a purebred horse. And the Gemara explains explains the two tzadim as the Yamrit Mifshir Pshitalei then Pre-Ima'im Shari, however the Yamrit Tzvukim Safkalei Pre-Ima'im Asar, if we would say to Rabbi Yehuda held that's Pashad, that in Cheshon Zera'av, and the Vadi would never Cheshon Zera'av, so in this case as well, even though the father of the purebred horse was a horse, and the father of the mule is a donkey, but the Maisa in Cheshon Zera'av, and since the mother of the mule is a horse, and since the mother of the purebred horse is certainly a horse, they are considered the same men, and they're both considered horses, and therefore the Issa of Klayim would not apply. However, on the tzad, the Rabbi Yehuda is actually Mesupik, and there is a potential that Cheshon Zera'av, since the mule's father is a donkey, while the purebred horse's father is a horse, so on the tzad, that we're Cheshish Zera'av, so we'd have to go to Chumrah, and it'll be also to mate a mule together with a horse, and as Rashi states, Priyame'im Asa Meshum Dilma Cheshin, and as the Gemara states, Mai, and Lemaisa, what is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara continues, Tashma, and this right will specifically be from the Reisha of the Mishnah that we just brought down from Masechtas Klayim, and the right will be that Rabbi Yehuda Bevadai in Chesh Lezera'av, and the right is that the Mishnah stated Rabbi Yehuda Imeh Kalane Lodim Nasus Afal Pishavin Chamar Mutaran Zebezeh Hechidami, and what is the case as Ilim Medavur Dehai Chamar Vavur Dehai Chamar, if we will explain just like we explained when we learned this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that if one had two mules and the mother both mules were horses and the fathers were donkeys, and one is allowed to mate them together, but Tzrich L'meimah, but certainly that would not be a Chiddush, as M'manushach it would be mutter to mate them together, as if we hold that in Chesh L'Zera'av, then we ignore the fact that the fathers are donkeys, and certainly both of these mules would be categorized as donkeys, and therefore certainly there would not be an issue of Klayim, even if we would be Chesh L'Zera'av, so in this case, both of their mothers are horses, and both of their fathers are donkeys, and therefore they are both a new species called a mule, and therefore certainly the Issa of Klayim would not apply. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Reisha of the Mishnah must be talking about a case where there is a Chiddush, and El Lav Davur de Haisus, Davur de Haichamar, Victoni Mutern Zemzeh, Alma Mipship Shitale. It must be the Rabbi Yehuda discussing a case, one is mating one animal whose father and mother were both horses, and it was a purebred horse, together with a mule whose mother is a horse and his father is a donkey. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechadish to us that even though both of their fathers are a different breed, but even so, the Issa of Klayim would not apply, and the Chiddush of the Reisha of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bevadai Ein Cheshon Zera'av, and even though it will come out Lekula, and as Rashi states, El Lav Davur Dehai Sus, Davur Dehai Chamar, V'Hochi Kam Rabbi Yehuda, Demavim Sus Gomor Al Pered Ben Susya, U'Maisha Vin Chamar, Ov Shal Pered Kamar, and even though we use Lashon Rabbim, that their father is a Chamar, really only refers to one of the animals. U'Maisa, based on this tzad, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bevadai that Ein Cheshon Zera'av, when Rabbi Yehuda stated in the Sefer of the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim, Aval Nilodim Min HaChamar, Iman Nilodim Min HaSus Asurin, he is either teaching us that it would be also to mate a mule together with a hini, as the Maisa in Cheshon Zera'av, the mule's mother is a horse, and the mother of a hini is a donkey. However, Rabbi Yehuda could also be teaching us that it would be also to mate a regular mule whose mother is a horse, together with a purebred donkey, since the Maisa in Cheshon Zera'av, and therefore the mule is considered a horse, and certainly you can't breed it together with a donkey. However, Agamor responds, Loi, you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bevada in Cheshon Zera'av, as really Rabbi Yehuda could hold that there's a suffix, and potentially we hold that Cheshon Zera'av, and Ein Chinami, the way to understand the ratio of the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim, is Lo'ilum Davur Dehai Chamar, Vavur Dehai Chamar, that really Rabbi Yehuda was teaching us that one could mate a regular mule whose mother is a horse and whose father is a donkey, together with a mule whose mother is a horse and whose father is a donkey, and Udaka Amrit Tzrich L'Meimah, and although you had a question that L'maisa what would be the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, since it wouldn't make a difference if we hold Cheshon Zera'av or in Cheshon Zera'av, as in this case certainly the Issa of Klayim would not apply. However, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda is actually teaching us a Chiddush, as Ma'ud Tima Asit Tzad Sus Mishtamish B'Tzad Chamor B'Tzad Chamor Mishtamish B'Tzad Sus. It's potentially we would say that based on the Tzad that Cheshon Zera'av, then maybe we would not look at this as a new breed and as a new species called a mule, and instead we will look at it as 50% a Sus and 50% of a Chamor. We should therefore be concerned that the part of one animal that is a Sus will actually be Mishtamish with part of the other animal that is a Chamor. The part of one animal that's a Chamor will be Mishtamish with the part of the other animal that's a Sus, and potentially there should be an Issa of Klayim, and Kamash Balon, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda teaches us in the Reish of the Mishnah Maseches Klayim, even on the tzad that choshen l'zara'av, so we consider a mule whose mother is a horse and whose father is a donkey to be a new category and to be a new species called a mule. Therefore, two mules that are exactly the same, whose mothers are horses and their fathers are donkeys, can be mated together, and there would be no issur of klayim. And now that we saw the maskonas hagemara, we could understand Rashi at the beginning of our sugya, as Rashi was going according to the maskonas hagemara, and as Rashi states, afal pisha avin chamor mutarin pered zocha ben sus nekeva in preid nekeva bas sus nekeva v'lo yamin osit tzad sus mishtamish b'tzad chamor shet tzad sus v'chamor yesh b'shneim as loha loy chashinon mimonav shach as I chashin lozera av shneim shavin shabishneim yesh tzad sus v'chamor. They are considered the same breed, and therefore the issur of klayim would not apply. And certainly ain chashin hari kulam min sus, then both of them are considered a horse, and certainly the issur of klayim would not apply. Keep in mind that based on the way the Gemara just explained the ratio of the Mishnah Maseches Klayim, so we would now have to explain that when Rabbi Yehuda stated in the Sefer of the Mishnah Maseches Klayim, aval ha'neilodim en ha'chamor im ha'neilodim en ha'sus asurin, certainly on the tzad that choshen l'zera av, really there should be no issue of crossbreeding a mule together with a hini. However, since Rabbi Yehuda has a suffix and is a tzad that in choshen l'zera av, therefore the father's breed is not relevant to the discussion, and therefore it would be usa to crossbreed a mule whose mother is a horse together with a hinny whose mother is a donkey, and certainly it would be also to crossbreed a full-fledged donkey together with a mule whose mother is a horse. And before we continue, let us point out that the Gemara had a habmina that ma'or tema osa tzad asus mishtamish b'tzad chamor and tzad chamor mishtamish b'tzad zuz. However, the Gemara said kamash blon that we do not say that, and we consider a mule its own species and its own min. I in the second thesis on Amid, where Taisus points out that loydomi lechetzev ebe vechetzev ben chayrin, that even though benegei chetzev ebe vechetzev ben chayrin, that we learned in Maseches Chagiga as well as in other places that we do use the habmina of Gemara, and therefore this ebe that's chetzev ebe and chetzev ben chayrin is also bechetzev shivcha vechetzev bas chayrin mishum the osi tzad abdus umishtamish betzad chayris. Taisus explains that although b'metzias this may be true, however hocha klayim asu achmona dafka treimini the chol prodays haboy misus vechamor. Min echadu and ayin Rashi do the maskel kamash balon the holoy aminon shein kan tzad sus miyuchid b'tzad chamor miyuchid hilchach im maskirin kan stodim the mevarbel zari and uminu ba'api nafshihu the mikri v'hu min b'fnei atzmoi me'ein sus v'chamor. The Gemara continues tashma. The Gemara will try to bring a raya from a brisa. The Rabbi Yehuda is besuki misafkale and he's uncertain if we hold that in chayshon zara'ah b'teres vaday or if he holds that it's only b'teres safik. There is a potential that would be choshen l'zera av even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Brisa states Rabbi Yehuda imer pir de shetava imar vino le loy sus v'loy chamor elamina. If there's a female mule that's in heat and it wants to mate, so it would be usa to mate her together with a purebred horse or a purebred donkey, and you can only mate her together with a male mule. And the Gemara brings its raya as vi amrit mifshipshitle larba le amina de ima. And if you will say that Rabbi Yehuda holds bevadai that in choshen l'zera av, so we should only be concerned as to what the mother of this mule was, and if the mother was a horse, then you should be able to mate this mule together with a horse, and if the mother was a donkey, then one should be able to mate this hinny together with a donkey. And therefore, it must be Rabbi Yehuda is actually sfuki misafkale. Even Rabbi Yehuda has a tzad that choshen l'zera av, and therefore one must mate a mule together with another mule. L'chayr, one must mate a hinny together with a hinny. However, the Gemara responds that potentially Rabbi Yehuda actually holds in Chishon Zera Av B'Teres Vaday. Even so, you can't mate this mule together with the min of its mother, as the Leyadina Mina De Ima Mainiu. We are discussing a scenario where we are unsure as to what the min of the mother was, and since we are unsure if the mother of this mule was a horse or if the mother of this mule was a donkey, even if we hold B'Teres Vaday that in Chishon Zera Av, but you still cannot mate this mule together with a purebred horse or together with a purebred donkey. So one should not be able to mate this mule together with a mule or together with a hinny either. If this mule's mother was a horse and its father was a donkey, so you shouldn't be able to mate it together with a hinny. And if this mule's mother was a donkey and its father was a horse and it was a hinny, so certainly you should not be able to mate it with a regular mule whose mother was a horse and his father was a donkey. And therefore Agamar continues and is bothered while Elamina Ktani, while the Maisa the Brisa stated that one could mate this mule together with another mule, And l'chari, as we just pointed out, one should not even be able to mate it together with another mule or with a hinny. And as Rashi states, v'ha'elaminoktani v'ilo yadinani basusya v'ibas chamira, my parrot, my bina ala. So what type of mule can you mate it with? Ha'am Rabbi Yehuda, ha'neilodim in asusya asurim b'neilodim in achamira, as we previously explained. And however, the Gemara continues and answers that ha'chi ka'amar, ima bina ala, loy min sus, v'loy min chamara, l'fisha in yoyde b'mina. And when there is a mule and we're uncertain as to the species of its mother, so you can't mate it at all, not with a purebred horse, not with a purebred donkey, one cannot even mate it together with another mule, since we don't know what its mother was. When Rabbi Yehuda stated Elamina, so Zok Rashi Kleima Achi Vodolcha Me'izaminu, and since according to the Tzad, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Cheshon Zera Av B'Teres Vaday, therefore the only way that we'll be able to mate this mule at all is only if we would actually be able to determine what the mother was. And if the mother was a sus, then you could either mate it with a horse or together with another mule whose mother is a horse. And if we determine that its mother was a donkey, then you'd be able to mate it with a purebred donkey or with a hinny whose mother is a donkey. However, Agamar continues and is bothered, v'livdik b'simanim, how can we say that we don't know what the mother of this mule was? If l'maisa, one should be able to be boidik the simanim of this animal in order to determine if its mother was a horse or its mother was a donkey. The Amabaya, as Abaya taught us, the Ave Kole Bachamra and Sniff Kole Basusya, if we find that as a mule, those voices deep like a donkey which brays, so certainly its mother must have been a donkey, and if its voice is like a horse and it neighs, that determines that its mother must have been a horse. And similarly, V'amra Papa, Rab Van Udne V'Zutra Gunufte Bachamra, Zutran Udne V'Rab Gunufte Basusya, if a mule's ears are large and its tail is short, then that's a simon that its mother was a donkey. If its ears are small and its tail is long, that's a simon that the mother is a horse. How could the Braisa be discussing a case where we're unsure if the mother was a horse or if it was a donkey, if the Chari would have simonim? And the Gemara answers, Hachem Ayskin and B'ilamis V'gidemes, that in the Chinami, this Braisa is discussing a case where this mule was mute and its tail as well as its ear was amputated. Therefore, we do not have the simon of its voice or simon based on its ears or its tail, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Cheshon Zera'a B'Teres Vaday, therefore, unless you could determine what the mother of this mule was, you would not be able to mate this mule with any other animal. L'maisa, up until this point, the Gemara doesn't have a raya as to what Rabbi Yehuda holds, and does Rabbi Yehuda hold that in Cheshon Zera'a B'Teres Vaday, or is it only B'Teres Safik? And the Gemara asks, my havel law, the l'maisa was the outcome, and what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? And the Gemara states, Tashma, the Amr Rav Huna B'Rei Rabbi Shua, as Rav Huna B'Rei Rabbi Shua stated, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a mule cannot be mated together with the species of its mother. And for example, if its mother was a horse, you would not be able to mate it together with a horse. And if its mother was a donkey, you would not be able to mate it together with a donkey. And if Rabbi Yehuda would actually hold that in Cheshon Zera'a B'Teres Vaday, then certainly you should be able to mate it together with the species of its mother. And therefore we have raya that Rabbi Yehuda was mesupik if in Cheshon Zera'a or Cheshon Zera'av, and as the Gemara states, Shema Mina, this is a valid raya, since our Gemara just brought a raya, Rabbi Yehuda certainly holds that Svuki Misafkale, and he's Misupik, if we hold that Cheshon Zera'av or in Cheshon Zera'av, we would now have to explain the previous braisa, where Rabbi Yehuda stated, Preda Shetava, Imarvin Alel, Leisus Vlechamar, Elamina. We would now not have to explain that that braisa is talking about a case of a Yulema singing Demes, and that braisa is actually discussing a scenario where we actually know the species of this mule's father and mother. Therefore, for example, if we know that this mule's mother was a horse and its father was a donkey, on the side that Cheshon Zera'av, then certainly we have to look at this mule as its own species, and therefore you can't mate it together with a purebred horse or with a purebred donkey. Even though on the side that Cheshon Zera'av, then we would have to look at this as a new bria and as a mule, and therefore the Chari should even be able to mate it together with a hinny. Even though the mother of this mule is a horse and his father is a donkey, and the hinny's mother is a donkey and the father is a horse, however, the maisa are both considered mules, therefore we should be able to mate them together. However, we also have to be choshish for the other tzad that maybe in choshel zera'av, therefore a mule whose mother is a horse is not the same bria as a mule whose mother is a donkey, and therefore you can't mate them together. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda stated this mule can only be mated b'mina, and it has to be its exact min. And since this mule's mother is a horse and its father is a donkey, so it only could be mated together with a mule whose mother is a horse and its father is a donkey. And the same would be in the opposite scenario, where this mule is a hinny and its mother is a donkey and its father is a horse. The Gemara now continues, Omri Rabbi Abba l'shame. Rabbi Abba said to his shamis, he mildly could nice a brisbach, if you will want to attach two mules to my wagon. So ayin l'hanach du damin la'adodi v'ayali. So make sure that you ma'ayin in the simonim, and you make sure that exactly the same min, as otherwise there will be a problem of klayim. And Rashi states that damin la'adodi baznayim u'bezonov mishum mani b'klayim. And ayin in the first one that discuss why Rashi doesn't mention that the damin la'adodi b'koil. As the Gemara continues, alma kasava in choshen zera'av. And therefore we see that Rabbi Abba also held that at least misafik that we're not choshish zera'av. As Rashi states, v'havi klayim b'nei achamir b'nei asusya. And therefore, if one of the mothers would be a chamar and one of the mothers would be a horse, then it would be considered klayim. However, if Rabbi Abba would hold that choshen zera'av miteris vaday, then kulin shavin shebekulin yesh beit studim, and we would consider mules and hinnies to be of the same species, as ultimately they both come from a horse and a donkey. It wouldn't make a difference if the mother was a horse and the father was a donkey, or if the mother was a donkey and the father was a horse. And we continue on Dafayin Tasson Rebeis. We also see from Abba that Simonim deraisa, as since he told his shamus that he could rely on Simonim even in regard to an Issa of Klayim, we therefore see that he holds that Simonim are deraisa, and Ayin Rashi mid the Samacha Simonim Vishor Yisur Elayu. So we therefore see that he holds that even in a case of Aveda, that the requirement to return Aveda based on Simonim is not a Takon Drabonim based on Hefka Bezin Hefkar, and instead it's based on a Din Deraisa as Simonim are deraisa. And as Rashi states, Shema Mino, Hodos Amchina Simonim Chazar Savida Kalaminim Beilu Metzias Deraisa Hi Deid Rabonim Hi Dov Rabonim Takantu Mino Bisuri Mimatsu Misakni. As although even if Simonim are Rabonon, there could still be a requirement to return an Aveda based on Simonim, based on a concept of Hefka Bezin Hefkar. However, certainly Rabbi Abba would not have allowed his Shamis to hitch up two mules to his wagon based on Simonim and potentially be Oivana Istu Deraisa of Klayim. And therefore, Shema Mino Deraisa Hi V'hosim Be'ilu Metzias Meboilon Simonim Deraisa Yidrabonon L'maisen Eilu Metzias. The Gemara has a Shaila if Simonim Deraisa or if Simonim Adrabonon. However, Ayin Ramban points out that even if we would say that Simonim Adraisa B'negeya Klayim, but this would not necessarily prove that we also hold Simonim Deraisa B'negeya Aveda, the Simonim that we're discussing in our Gemara, a Simonim based on the animal's voice or its ears or its tail, and certainly that's based on the Metzias, and therefore we'd be able to rely on them. However, the Simonim that we're discussing B'negeya Aveda are not relevant to a Metzias, and it just happens to be that this person knows about these Simonim, and L'chur, there's no connection between our Gemara and the Gemara Mesechtes Bava Metzia. And therefore the Ramban explains our Gemara just meant that we see from Rabbi Abba that the Simonim that we previously mentioned from Abaye and Rabbi Papa are actually fully valid Simonim, and we could even rely on them in order to be Mater and Issa Deraisa. Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom in our Gemara who states for Simonim Deraisa Leimah Hani Simonim Daminon Rav Ben Udne V'Zutrin Genuftei. And this is mashma like the Ramban and not like Rashi. And before we continue, let us point out, although our Gemara had a Shaila in the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda held that in Chosh L'Zera'av Materis Vaday, only Materis Sofik, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Tzad that Chosh L'Zera'av. However, Ayin Ramban who points out that according to the Shita of Hananya, who taught us that the Issa of Issa V'Esbenoi also applies to a father and a child, so it's Pashat that with Chosh L'Zera'av Shel'av, not only B'negei the Issa of Issa V'Esbenoi, but even if it would come out L'Kula, and as Ramban states, Avol Hananya Pshitle, the Kivin the Chashatur Lazari b'makam echad b'chol makam choshen lazari v'loy lachish b'vad alafil lahakel the lekas sveka kamishmaya kivin shechashatur lahachmera choshen af lahakel ayin sham. Before we continue, let us point out that on that peyam and aleph the Gemara will bring a brisa where we will have a three-way machlekes as to the definition of a koi, or as some say a kfi. The brisa will bring four different shitais, as one man the omer holds that a kfi is a ayel habar and it's a wild ram. We actually know the exact species that a kfi is. And some say that this is a crossbreed, it comes from meeting a goat and deer, and one of its parents is a chaya and one is a behemoth. And Rabbi Yisi will teach us that a koi is a birya b'fnei atzma, it's really its own species, and we're just unsure what that species is. And L'maisa, there's a question as to if that species is considered a chaya or if it's categorized as a behema. Following the brisa, will bring the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The koi is a vadai behema, and as Rashi points out, our Gemara will now be discussing a koi, and our Gemara will specifically be going according to the shita that a koi is a mixed breed, and it's a breed that is created by mating a deer together with a goat. The Maaser Rashi and Apeir Manal points out that the other man, the Amrim, that disagree with the shita, they hold that in chayim is aberes me behema, v'loy behema mechaya, that it's actually impossible for a chaya and a behema to have offspring based on our current scientific understanding. This is actually a scientific fact that a behema and a chaya cannot have offspring, and either we can explain that according to this man, the Amar, that's nishtana teva, or we can explain that these man, the Amar, are just discussing theoretically what would the halacha be if we would actually find an animal that was born from a behema and a chaya. In addition, let us point out that certainly the pasuk ben geya isav es benoi clearly states v'shor yisel isav es benoi lo yisishchatu b'yayim echad, as we already mentioned that dama to daf ayin ches, certainly the isav isav es benoi would not apply to a full-fledged chaya or to an oif. However, at least at this point in the Gemara holds that the isav isav es benoi would even apply as long as the mother is at least partially a seh and partially a behema, and as the Gemara will state, seh v'afilu mixaseh. And our Gemara now begins Tanur Rabbanan that we learned to the Braisa that isav es benoi noi b'klayim of a koi, that the Tanakama holds that the isav isav es benoi is noi by klayim as well as by a koi. Number one, certainly it's noig with someone mated two behemoths together. As Rashi explained at the bottom of Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph, Klayim, Rachel Sheoldim and Atayish, this refers to the mother that was produced by mating a sheep and a goat. And scientifically, since a goat has 60 chromosomes and a sheep has 54 chromosomes, generally by mating a goat and sheep, it would be very rare that they could produce a child, as generally it wouldn't be a miscarriage. But Lemaisin is possible, b'metzias. This bria is actually called a geep or a shoat, and if one would shech this bria together with its child, then it would be Ivan the Isav Isav es benoi. Similarly, if someone has a koi which is produced by mating a goat and deer, and they would then shech the koi together with its offspring, then it would be Ivan the Isav Isav es benoi. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Lezo Imeh, Klaim Abom and Ezum and Arachel Isav es benoi noig boy, that although I agree with the Tanakama, that in the case where you had two behemoths that were mated with each other, that the Isav es benoi would be noig, as ultimately, no matter what, this is considered a behema. However, mina koi ein oisav es benoi noig boy, we won't explain this point at this moment, since the Gemara will explain this in great detail. And as the Gemara continues, that Amar Chista ezel koi shenechuk boy Rabbi Lezer v'chachamim zeabah mina tayish mina tzviya, that the machleik is between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim, specifically according to the Manda Amar that holds that a koi is a species that is produced by mating a goat and a deer together. And even though Rabbi Chista seemed to say that we're talking about a male goat and a female deer, however, the Gemara will now go through an exercise in order to determine exactly what Rav Chista is referring to. And as our Gemara continues, Hechidami, that what cases Rav Chista is referring to, Ilema b'tayash habal atzviya v'yolda v'kashachat lo lubra, and if you will say that the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer is specifically in a case where a male goat was mated with a female deer, then the female deer gave birth to a koi, then one shechted the mother, which is a female deer, together with its child, certainly one would not be even the Issa of Isav es benoi, as the Amrav Chista kol meidim behi tzviu b'no tayish shepata, as seo b'noi amrechmano v'loi tzviu b'noi, that certainly even the Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Lezer that the Issa of Isav es benoi would not apply, since you shechted a mother that is a full-fledged deer and a full-fledged chaya, then certainly the Issa of Isav es benoi doesn't apply, since the Pasuk teaches us seo b'noi and v'loi tzviu b'noi, and certainly if the parent is a full-fledged chaya, then the Issa of Isav es benoi doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues, Ela b'tzviya b'al t'yosha v'yolda v'kashachat lo l'bra, if you will say that the case is where a male deer was mated with a female goat and they had a child which is a kvi, then one shechted the mother which is a full-fledged goat together with its offspring that was a kvi. But certainly even Rabbi Lezer will agree to the Tanakama that the Issa of Isav es benoi would apply, as v'omer Rav Chista ha'kol meidim, that even Rabbi Lezer agrees b'hi t'yoshu b'not tzvi shechayiv as seh umrachmano b'nai koldu, that since the Pasuk states v'shor yisel isav es benoi leisishchatu, and the Pasuk only mentions the requirement of shor yisel legabi the mother, not legabi the child, and therefore the isav isav es benoi applies even if the child is a full-fledged chaya, and even Rabbi Rabbi Lezer will agree that the Issa of Oisiv Espinoi will apply, and the Gemara responds, Lo ilum b'tayish habola tzvi of yoldu bas, u bas yoldu ben, v'koshochot lo lubra. And the Gemara points out that certainly the machlikas between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim is not in a case where the mother was a purebred and the child was a kvi, and they shechted the mother and the kvi. And the machlikas between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim is in a case where a male goat was mated with a female deer, and they produced a female kvi, which we will call A, and then this kvi, which is the second generation animal, had a child, which is the third generation animal, which we will refer to as B, and then someone shechted both behema A, which is the second generation animal, which is a kvi, and they also shechted the third generation animal, which we call B, and the Rabbanan Savri, Choshishin Lazera'a, Visev, Afilu Mixaseh. And right now, the Gemara holds that a Chacham hold exactly like Chananya, that we are Choshishin Lazera'a, Mitaris Vadai, and even though the kvi, or E's mother, was a deer and a chaya, but since the father was a goat or a behema, the part of the kvi is surely categorized as a goat and a behema, and since there is no requirement that the mother has to be a full-fledged behema, and as long as the mother is a mixaseh, it would still be considered enough of a behema, therefore the Chacham hold that the Issa of Oisiv Espinoi applies. However, Blazer Sava ain't choshel zera'a v'seb afilu mixaseh lo yaminon, and right now the Gemara feels that Rabbi Blazer holds ain't choshel shen lo zera'a b'teres vadai. And therefore, the fact that the father of this kfi was a goat or a behema is loy ma'ilav loy ma'irid, and since we are only choshen l'zera'im, and the mother of this kfi is a deer and a chaya, so certainly the concept of sev, afilu mixa sev, would not apply in this case, and since we ignore the status of the father, so we would categorize this kfi as a full-fledged deer and a full-fledged chaya, and certainly the issa of Oisiv Espinoi would not apply, and ayin Rashi in Dibur Maschil v'Rabbi Elazar Sava in choshen, and Rashi explains, Hilkach sev, afilu mixa sev, lo yaminon, kloy ma lekel meimim ba, and as we explained, that certainly Rabbi Elazar may hold of the drasha of sev, afilu mixa sev, however, this would not be relevant in our scenario, as Rabbi Elazar holds that in choshen lezera av, and therefore the kfi is categorized as a complete deer, and not even a mixa sev, and also Ayin Rashi who points out that when our Gemara stated ubas yoldo ben, that hai ben lav dafka duhu adin labas, our Gemara now continues, v'lifleg b'choshen lezera av, b'plukta d'chanani v'rabbonon, since we just explained that Rabbonon hold that will choshen lezera av b'teris vadai, so l'chori holds exactly like the sheet of Chananya, he would hold that the issa of Oisiv Espinoi doesn't only apply to a mother and its offspring, but it also applies to a father and a child, and similarly, since we just explained that l'fi Rabbi Elazar in choshen lezera av b'teris vadai, so l'chori he would hold like the chachamim, that l'cholik on Chananya, that the issa of Oisiv Espinoi only applies to a mother and its offspring, not to a father and a child. If so, why would Rabbi Elazar the Chachamim be choylik in a very uncommon case? And l'chayr, they should be choylik in the same case as Chananya and Rabbanon. If the Issa of Oisiv Espinoi only applies to a mother and its offspring, or even to a father and its child, and the Gemara answers, I pligi bahi, if the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar would have only been choylik, then the Gei Issa of Oisiv Espinoi, and Rabbi Elazar would hold the in choshen lezera av, therefore the Issa of Oisiv Espinoi not apply where one shechs a father and his child, and would only apply where one shechs the mother and his child. The Rabbanon would hold like Chananya that choshen lezera av, and the issa of Oisiv Espinoi doesn't only apply to a mother and a child, and also applies to one that shechs a father and a child. However, hava mina b'ha afilu Rabbanon meido desev afilu mixasel le'aminon. But then we would have a hamina that in the case of the brisa b'negeya kfi, so although the Rabbanon hold that choshen lezera av, and even though the father of the kfi is a sheep and is a behema, however, certainly the kfi is not a full-fledged behema, as its mother is a deer, and one didn't shecht a full-fledged behema, and possibly the Rabbanon do not dashin sev afilu mixaseh, therefore they would agree with Rabbi Elazar that the issa of Oisiv Espinoi would not apply by a koi, therefore kamash mlon, so the Rabbanon will chilek and Rabbi Elazar benegia case of a koi, in order to teach us that they learn sev afilu mixaseh, and even though the only part of this koi that is a behema is only its chilek from its father, since the Rabbanon agreed to Chananya that choshen lezera av, so therefore it's a mixaseh and it's a mixas behema, and the issa of Oisiv Espinoi would apply. And before we continue, let us point out that we know that it's a mitzvah of kisei adam, but the mitzvah of kisei adam only applies to a chaya and a oif and does not apply to a behema. And we also know that in Masechtas Beah and Daf Beis and Aleph, there's machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds that one could shecht a chaya lechatchila on yontif, Yontiv, and one could do Kisi Adam. However, Beis Hillel says it's also to Shech the Chai on Yontiv, unless he has Ofer Mucham in Bayoim in order to do Kisi Adam. But if he wasn't making Ofer in Bayoim, then it's also to Shech the Chai on Yontiv. However, even Beis Hillel agrees that if someone was Oiv and he Shech the Chai on Yontiv, and he can't dig up dirt, and he can't do Kisi Adam on Yontiv. However, as we will see in the Mishnah and Dapi Gilma Beis, that since we are unsure if a Kfi is a Chai or a Behima, and therefore we're unsure if there's a requirement to do Kisei Adam or not, so therefore one is not allowed to Shech the Kfi on Yontiv, and if he Shechs a Kfi on Yontiv, it will be also for him to do Kisei Adam. The Gemara Mesechtes Beir on Daf Chesom and Allah brings down three reasons. Rav explains that there is an issue of Muksa, Ayin Shom, and Ayin the Gemara and Dapi Gimel, and our Gemara will now continue and bring down the Mishnah and Dapi Gimel, and based on this Mishnah, we will bring a Raya to Rav Chista that the Kfi, which is the basis for the Machlekes between Rav Elazar and Chachamim, is specifically discussing a Kfi that was produced by mating a male goat and a female deer. As our Gemara continues, V'hodetan, Koyein Sheikhni Sebiyantiv, Imshchotoy, Imchasan Asdomoy, Bemayaskinon, and what type of Koy are we referring to? As Ilema B'tayah Shabbal Tzviya V'yolda, as if it was referring to a Koy that was produced by mating a male goat and a female deer. So L'chira, Bein Rabbanon, Bein Rav Elazar, Lishchay V'lichasi, as Tzvi V'afilu Mitzah Tzvi, L'chira, in this case, even Rabbanon would agree that this Kfi would be categorized at least as a Mitzah Chaya, and if so, why would the Mishnah state that it's also to Shech the Kfi on Yontiv, and it's also to do Kisei Adam, if L'chira, even though the Rabbanon are also Choshel Zera'av, and in this case, the father of this Kfi is a sheep and a behemoth, and the Chiv of Kisei Adam would not apply, but certainly we are also Choshel Zera'im, and the Kfi is certainly partially a Chaya and a Tzvi, and just like B'negeo Isiv Es B'noi, we dash in Sev Afilu Mitzaseh, when the Torah in Pashas Achrimois B'negeo Kisei Adam uses the word Chaya, we will also learn Chaya V'afilu Mitzas Chaya, the mitzvah of Kisei Adam would certainly apply, and certainly the Fi Rabbi Elazar holds that in Choshel Shin Lazera Ab Materius Vadai, so we completely ignore the father, and since the mother of the Kfi is a deer, so this Kfi would be categorized as a full-fledged Chaya, certainly the mitzvah of Kisei Adam would apply, and if so, who would be the Tana of our Mishnah that stated, Kvi ein sheikh nesir biyantiv im shachtoi im chasnas tamoi? And the Gemara continues, Ela b'tzvi ha-baal t'yosho v'yolodo, as ilu rabbonon lishchot v'lichasei, and ilu rabbeleze lishchot v'loi lichasei. And if the Mishnah is discussing a Kvi produced from a male deer and female goat, so l'fidu rabbonon d'al-choshishul zera'av, so this is at least a mitzvah chaya, and the chiyuv of kisei adam would apply, and it certainly should be mutter to shech this Kvi and do kisei adam on the Kvi on yontiv. And the few Rabbi Elazar, since ein choshel zera'av, and we ignore the father, since the mother of this Kfi is a goat and a behemoth, so the Kfi would be categorized as a full-fledged behemoth, and there's certainly no mitzvah of Kisei Adam at all, and one should be able to shech the Kfi on Yontiv, and there would be no need to do Kisei Adam at all. And l'chir, how can we explain this Mishnah? Therefore, Agamar explains, lo ilim b'tzvi abal t'yosha, and Rabbanon svuki misafkeluhu, I choshishin l'zera'av, I ein choshishin. Although we previously explained that Rabbanon hold like Chananya, that Choshen Lezera'av B'teris Vadai, but really the Rabbanon Mesupik, if Choshen Lezera'av or in Choshen Lezera'av, and therefore in all cases of Issa, we would have to go to Chumrah, and since the Braisa B'negei Oisav Es B'noi that we saw at the top of the Amid was discussing a case where the Kfi was produced from a male goat and a female deer, so the Rabbanon were Choshen Lezera'av, since the father of the Kfi was a behemoth, and since we hold Seh V'afilu Mitzaseh, so Misafik, the Issa of Oisav Es B'noi applied. However, as we will see, that based on the tzad, the ein choshishul zera'av, there could not be a chiyuv of malchus. However, since we just explained that the Mishnah Daf Pei Gimel, which discusses shechita on yontiv, is discussing a reverse scenario, and the kfi was produced from a male deer, which is a chaya, and a female goat or a behemoth. So once again, since the rabbanon mesufik, if choshishul zera'av or ein choshishul zera'av, so we must go to chumrah, and on the tzad that choshishul zera'av, so since the Kfi's father is a Chaya, and we have a cloud that Tzvi V'afilu Mitzas Kfi, so there is a Chiv to do Kisei Adam on the Dam of this Kfi. However, since there is a Tzad that in Choshel Zera'av, and we completely ignore the father, so since the mother of this Kfi is a Behemoth, so we would categorize the Kfi as a full-fledged goat and a Behemoth, and there wouldn't be a Chiv of Kisei Adam. Therefore, the Mishnah Daf Pei Gimel would be going Lefid HaChamin, and since Lefid HaChamin, one would be stuck on Yontiv, since there is a Suffolk, if there is a requirement to do Kisei Adam for this Kfi or not, so therefore one would not be able to do Shechita, and even if one does Shechita, they would not be able to do Kisei Adam, and the Mishnah is specifically going like the Shechita of Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Lezer. And the Gemara now continues, Umul Rabbanim Misafklu, and since we just explained that according to Rabbanim, they had a suffix, if Chayshul Zara'av, or in Chayshul Zara'av, so Chayshul Mashma, that Rabbi Lezer Pshitle, that according to Rabbi Lezer, who taught us that the Issa of Isav Es Benoi doesn't apply to a Kfi, that it must be Pashad, that he holds that in Chayshul Zara'av, Mitarius Vadai, and since in Chayshul Zara'av, and the mother of the Kfi was a deer, therefore the Kfi would be categorized as a full-fledged deer, therefore it makes sense why Rabbi Lezer held that the Issa of Isav Es Benoi would not apply to a Kfi. And before we continue, let us point out that the Gemara will now bring another Braisa, and ultimately we will prove that Rabbi Lezer actually doesn't hold that in Chayshul Zara'av, Mitarius Vadai, and instead Rabbi Lezer also holds that when not Chayshul Zara'av, only Mitarius Suffolk, only Lechumra, and if so, ultimately the Gemara will be bothered that it would now come out that both Rabban and Rabbi Lezer agree that they're spooky misafkalei and they're unsure if we're Chayshul Zara'av or in Chayshul Zara'av, and if so, the Gemara will have to explain what the basis is for the machlek is between Rabban and Rabbi Lezer in the case of Isav Es Benoi by Kfi. In addition, up until this point, we saw that the Isav Es Benoi only applies by a behema or a mixas behema, and it doesn't apply to a chay and oif. And we also saw that the mitzvah of kisei adam only applies to a chay and oif and not to a behema. And our Gemara will now continue and discuss the matnas kahuna of the zroya l'chayim v'keva. This matana is only noig by a behema and not by a chaya. L'maisa, we know that there is no issa for Yisrael to eat the zroya l'chayim v'keva, and it's only a chi of mamon to give them to a kohen, and the kohen has a tfiyas mamon on the Yisrael. Therefore, although b'negei the issa of Isav Es Benoi, also b'negei the mitzvah of kisei adam, so we would say the suffix derises l'chumra. However, in a scenario where there's a suffix, if the Yisrael has to give zroya l'chayim v'keva to a kohen, so we would say ha'mitzi mechaber all of a raya, and the kohen would have to bring a raya in order to collect from the Yisrael. And based on this haktama, so the Gemara continues, v'hodu tanya hazroya v'alachayim v'keva nohagim b'kfiu v'klayim Rabbi Lezer imek klayim abo min ha'izu min ha'rochel chayim matonais however min ha'kfi potem min ha'matonais. Once again, we have a machlekes between the Rabban and Rabbi Lezer, as Rabban hold that the zroya l'chayim v'keva are noig both by ha'kfi as well as by klayim, while Rabbi Lezer holds that although I'll be maskim that certainly the mitzvah of zroya l'chayim v'keva would apply to an animal that is klayim that was produced by mating a goat and sheep, as certainly both are a behema. Therefore, it wouldn't make a difference if we hold a chayshul zera'av or in chayshul zera'av. Certainly, this animal is categorized as a behema, and therefore, the mitzvah of zroya l'chayim v'keva would apply. However, Rabbi Lezer continues that b'negia kfi, I am chiluk an chachamim, and I hold that a kfi would be potter from zroya l'chayim v'keva. And the Gemara now continues, b'may eskinon, and what type of kfi is this b'raisa discussing? As ilayim b'tayish habal tzvi v'yolada, as if we're talking about a kfi that was produced from a father that was a sheep and a mother that was a deer. L'maisa, at this point, the Gemara feels that Rabbi Lezer holds that in chayshul zera'av mitarius vadai, since the mother of this kfi is a deer and is a chaya, certainly the chiyuv of zroya l'chayim v'keva would not apply to a full-fledged deer. We wouldn't even be able to apply the concept of sev afilu mitzaseh, since Rabbi Lezer holds that in chayshul zera'av mitarius vadai, and as the Gemara states, bishleim l'Rabbi Lezer the potter, kasav sev afilu mitzaseh lo yaminon. However, the Gemara is bothered el Rabbanon, since we just explained that Rabbanon was sfuki misafkalei, and they are mesupik v'chayshul zera'av or in chayshul zera'av, and since the chiyuv of zroya l'chayim v'keva is a din of mominis and not a din of isser, on its side that in chayshul zera'av, then this kfi is not considered a behema at all, and it's considered a full-fledged deer, and it's a full-fledged chaya, and therefore, how could a kohen be tavei this mamon for the Yisrael if hamoisi mechaver all of a raya? And as the Gemara states, nehi de kasavri sev afilu mixaseh, and even though the chacham hold, since the pasuk b'negi Yisrael l'chayim v'keva also mentions seh, as the pasuk states, v'zeyir mishpat hakohen me'isa'om me'izoyv chayazavach im shorim seh v'nasan lakohen azroya v'alachayim v'keva, since part of the kfi is a seh, as the father is a seh, so maybe we would say that yurchayah because it's a mixaseh, but certainly that's not true, as the ma'isa based on the tzad of in chayshul zera'av, so this kfi is a full-fledged deer, and it's a full-fledged chaya, and therefore ha'maisa mechaveil of raya, and how could Rabbanu have stated, hazroya v'alachayim v'keva nehagim v'kfiu v'klayim, and as the Gemara continues, bishleim apagol yovle, that so Hilchi Rabbanan did not mean that you have to give the full Zerah and Chayim Vakiva to the Kohen, certainly even on the Tzad, that we're Choshen L'Zera Av, but certainly we would also be Choshen L'Zera Aim, therefore at a maximum this Kvi is a half of a Seh, even if we would learn that Seh V'afilu Mixa Seh, however at a maximum the Yisrael would have to give to the Kohen half of the Zerah L'Chayim Vakiva, but the Gemara is, either Palgo Lim Lei Icy Riot, the Choshen L'Zera Av Ushkoil, in reality according to the Chachamim, since they also have a Tzad, the Ein Choshen L'Zera Av, therefore since this Kvi's mother is a deer and a Chaya, and we are only choshes l'zera aim, so Yisrael should say to the Kohen, that l'maisa bring me a raya that choshes l'zera av, and then I will give you here for the Zerah l'chayim v'keva, but until you bring me that raya, then I'm maisa mechavel of raya, and I don't have to give you any of the Zerah l'chayim v'keva, and if so, how could Rabban have stayed in the b'raisa, ha-zerah l'chayim v'keva ne'hagam b'kfi v'klayim, na'in rashi in diba maskho bishleim v'palgo lo'yovle, klima bishleim v'palgo n'matonos lo'ypachino la'omidi, that certainly we're not asking a question, but to get here for the matanois, the vade pshitale de loyovle, as certainly according to Chumim, the Yisrael would not have to give it to a kohen, as the inami choshin, as even if we be choshin lezera av, we dash in v'sev, v'afilo mixaseh, however loy mechayev el palga de tzad seyas, the kivin de efshalom hafilginu, yor palga de seyas, u'ma'akad palga de tzad svi, de ikalamad de oma hachi b'perek azreya, and based on this, we would explain that haidik tonin rabbona noigin, and when the Rabbanan said there would be noig the palga matanos karmi, they only meant there would be noig on half of the matanos umishum dum choshin. Whether that would work out very well, the Rabbanan actually held that choshin lezera av mitaris vaday. And Rashi continues, but the Gemara's question is, why would the Yisrael even have to give that half to the kohen? And as Rashi states, either palga gufe to come chayv Rabbanan lemeis fil a kohen amai v'kohen meitzim mechaverihu v'kayim olam b'chol dvar sofik hameitzim mechaverihu. Raya, and since the Rabbanan have a suffix that potentially in Choshul Zera Av, so the name of Hayisol Lekoyin, I see Raya the Choshul Zera Av, which called Palga the Tzad Seyas, the whole commonly Isis Raya, Hafilu Palga Lesacha, is on the Tzad that in Choshul Zera Av, Hafilu Mixasel Leka, and as we explained, and based on this question, so in order to understand the machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Agid, Israel Levachayim Vakeva, the Gemara wants to explain Elabitzvi Abal to Yoshev. Yolada, however, the Gemara is still bothered as Bishleim Rabbanon my chaya bechetzi matanois el Rabbi Lezel chaya bekula matanois, and the Gemara states that if the Brice is discussing the reverse case and this kvi was actually produced from a male deer and a female goat, so certainly this could make sense l'fid Rabbanon, as since they are mesupik if choshen l'zera av or in choshen l'zera av, so on the tzad in choshen l'zera av, so this kvi is a full fledged behemoth and the Yisrael would be chayev to give a 100% of the Zroya L'chaim V'keva to the Kohen, and even at the Tzad of Choshen L'Zera Av, and the Kvi is partially a Chaya, but certainly we also Choshen L'Zera Im, and the Kvi is at least a half a Behema, and since we hold Seh V'afilu Mixaseh, so the Yisrael would still be Chayev to give half of the Matanis to the Kohen, and when the Rabbanan stated Chayev Matanis, that meant that the Yisrael is Chayev to give half the Matanis to the Kohen. However, since at this point of the Gemara feels that Rabbi Elazar holds that in Choshen L'Zera Av Materius Vadai, so this kvi is a full-fledged behemoth, and certainly there should be a chiyuv to give the matanis to the kohen. And how could Rabbi Elazar state mina kvi potim mina matanis? And therefore, this can't be pshat in the brayse either. However, the Gemara explains lo ilam b'tzvi abo to yoshev yolada that really this brayse is discussing the case that we just mentioned, where this kvi was produced from a male deer and female goat. And certainly, we understand the shita of the chachamim. And although we initially stated that since we proved that Rabbanan are svukim Safkale, it would make sense that Rabbi Elazar, who is Chalik Rabbanon, would hold that in Choshen L'Zera Av Materius Vadai. However, our Gemara explains that Rabbi Elazar Nami Svuki Misafkale in Choshen L'Zera Av Eloi, that really Rabbi Elazar also had a suffix if we hold that Choshen L'Zera Av or in Choshen L'Zera Av. Right now, the Gemara doesn't explain as to how this would explain the Breisa or how this would explain the other dinim that we previously saw, Benegei Oisav Espinoi and Benegei Shchit. We will explain all of this on that Pei Amud Aleph. However, the Gemara now asks a major question, as Kivil Rabbanan Misafgalu Rabbi Elazar Misafgalei B'mai Pligi, that since we just explained that both Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar agree that there is a suffix, and we're not sure if Choshen L'Zera Av or in Choshen L'Zera Av, and if so, what is the basis for Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan? And we continue on that Pei Yamin Aleph, Besev Afilu Mitzaseh, as Rabbanan Savri, Sev Afilu Mitzaseh, Rabbi Lezer Sava, Sev Ole Mitzaseh, and the Machlekes is, if we actually dash in from the word Seh, Vafilu Mitzaseh, similarly, B'negeya Kisi Adam, we would have a Machlekes, if we dash in Chayav Afilu Mitzas Chayav, or Tzvi Vafilu Mitzas Tzvi, similarly, B'negeya Israel Chayav Mekeva, we would have a similar Machlekes, if we would actually dash in Sev Afilu Mitzaseh, and the Chacham hold that we always dash in Sev Afilu Mitzaseh, while Rabbi Lezer holds that when the Torah mentions Seh, so the Torah is telling us that it has to be a full-fledged behemoth and cannot be a mixaseh. Similarly, the only way that the mitzvah of Kisei Adam would apply is only on a full-fledged chaya and not for a mixas chaya. And Lemaisa, the Gemara doesn't explain how this would fit in the previous Mishnayos and the previous Braisais. However, our Papa will now continue and plug and play and make this very simple based on the klalim that we already learned as Omra Papa, Hilkach L'Inyan Kisei Adam Matanois L'Mishkachas El B'Tzvi Abot Yosho the Bein Rabbanu Bein Rabbi Lezer Misafkalu Yichoshel Zera Avaloi V'Kamiflgi B'Sev Afilu Mitzaseh. Rabbi Papa explains that as the Gemara previously explained B'Negei Kisei Adam and Matanois of Zorei L'Chaim V'Keva, we are discussing a kfi that was produced by a male deer and a female goat, and both Rabbanu and Rabbi Lezer agree that there is a suffix if we are Choshel Zera Av or in Choshel Zera Av, and certainly on the tzad that Choshel Zera Av, so the kfi would be categorized as a partial deer and a partial goat on the tzad that in Choshel Zera Av, since we ignore the father completely, so therefore this kfi would be categorized as a full-fledged goat and as a behemoth, and the Rabbanu hold that we do dashin sev afilu mixaseh, while Rabbi Lezer holds that we do not dashin sev afilu mixaseh, and all these dinim would only apply to a full-fledged seh or a full-fledged chaya. Based on these points, let us go back to the Mishnah that we brought from the Pei Gimel Amud Aleph that discussed Shechita of a Chaya on Yontiv, and certainly this Mishnah will be going like the Shechita of the Chachamim, as since they hold that the Chiyuv of Kisei Adam applies to a Chaya v'afilu mixas Chaya, so on the tzad the Choshel Zera Av, there is a requirement to do Kisei Adam, but one cannot shech this kfi on Yontiv, since there is also a tzad that in Choshel Zera Av, and potentially this kfi is a full-fledged behemoth, and therefore would be Patur Mikisei Adam. However, this Mishnah would certainly not work out according to Rabbi Lezer, as Rabbi Lezer holds that one could certainly shech this kfi on Yontiv, as it's certainly not Chayav Mikisei Adam, since even on the tzad the Choshel Zera Av is only a partial Chaya, and we don't dashen Chayav Afilu Mikses Chaya, and therefore the Tana of the Mishnah B'Negei Yontiv is specifically the Chachamim and not Rabbi Lezer. And based on this point of Rabbi Papa, we can also now understand why Rabbi Lezer is Chayav Kana Chachamim B'Negei Yisrael Chayim Akeva. Rabbi Lezer holds that a Kfi is Potem Matanois, as the Yisrael will tell the Kohen that since there is a tzad that Choshel Zera Av, and therefore a Kfi would be considered a half Chaya and a half Seh, L'maisa the Chayav Matanois is only on a full-fledged Seh, as he doesn't dash in Seh v'afilu mixaseh, and therefore Hamisi Mechavel of Raya, that the Kohen would have to bring a Raya to the Yisrael, that we hold the in Choshel Zera Av, and therefore we only look at the mother of the Kfi, and the Kfi would be categorized as a full-fledged behemoth, and therefore the Chayav of Zorei L'Chaim V'Keva would apply, and as Rashi states, V'omolei Aisi Raya the in Choshen V'kulu Sehu V'shkoil. However, in the Brisa of B'negei Zorei L'Chaim V'Keva, the Rabbanon argued on Rabbi Lezer, and they stated, Hazroi V'Lechaim V'Keva Noihagim B'Kfi V'Klayim, and Rashi explains that the Gemara now understands that certainly the Rabbanon did not mean that the Yisrael would have to give 100% of the Zorei L'Chaim V'Keva to the Kohen. They only mean that you would have to give half of the Zorei L'Chaim V'Keva to the Kohen. And as Rashi continues, Rabbanon Chayim Mir B'Chetzi Matanis B'Monoshach, as the E'en Choshen Kuli Sehu, as if E'en Choshen L'Zer Av, then this Kfi is categorized as a full-fledged Seh, and certainly one would be Chayiv to give 100% of the Zorei L'Chaim V'Keva to the Kohen. Even on the tzad, the Choshen L'Zer Av mixes Seis De'im Mir Ika, Rabbanon Islu Seva Filu Mixes Seh, V'Shokel Pagod Seis. However, certainly on the other half, a Malay, the Yisrael will say to the Kohen, I see Raya De'in Choshen V'Kuli Sehu V'Shokel. Rashi points out that our Gemara specifically stated that we're dealing with a case of a Tzvi HaBol T'Yosha, and not by a Taish HaBol HaTzviya, and as Rashi explains, with Taish HaBol HaTzviya, Lekel Okumei, Demkin Rabbanu Nami Lipotah, then he Nami Dafilu Mixaseh Aminon, Man Lemelon De'ikah Mixaseh. However, there is even a Tzad that is not even a Mixaseh, as Dilma In Choshen V'Kuli Tzviya, 22. And as we actually explained on Daf Ayin Tesamim Beis, and similarly, but again, the din of Kisei Adam on the eighth of the narrow lines in Rashi, Rashi also states that we could not explain the Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel Benegei Shechita V'Chaya on Yontiv, the scenario where the Koi was produced from a Tai Shabbat Tzviya. As if so, the Mishnah will not work out according to the Shita Rabbanon, the Vada Ikka Miksa Tzvi V'Lishchait V'Lichasil Rabbanon. And Rashi continues that although the Rab Leza Vada have a Matzal Ukme B'Tai Shabbat Tzviya, and since there would be a Tzad that Shema Choshen L'Zera Av V'Leka El Miksa Tzvi U'Miksa Slesle, and therefore there is no Chiv of Kisei Adam, but V'Shema In Choshen V'Kulei Tzvi Hu U'Boye Kisui, and we were able to explain that the Mishnah is going L'Fi Rab Leza. However, Zok Rashi Avamichle L'Kume Rabbanon, that certainly the Gemara would rather say that that Mishnah is going like Rabbanon, and as we know, that Rabbeleza Shamuti, and our Gemara will now continue and explain the machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rabbeleza that we saw at the top of Daf Ayin Tesamim Beis, where the Rabbanon stated, Oisiv Espinoi, Noyu Beklaim Uvikvi, and Rabbeleza Oime, Klaim Abomina Izum and Arachel, Oisiv Espinoi Noyigboi, Uvikvi, Ein Oisiv Espinoi Noyigboi, and initially we had to explain that Bryce is discussing a case where it was a second generation and the third generation, and we were talking about a Tayish Habol Tzviya, V'yolod de Bas, U'bas Yolod de Ben, V'kashochet Lo Lebra, and at that point we explained that the basis for the Machlekes between the Rabban and Rabbi Lezer is because the Rabban holds like Chananya, that Choshen Lezera Av B'teris Vadai, and Rabbi Lezer holds that in Choshen Lezera Av B'teris Vadai. However, now that the Gemara just explained that both Lefir Rabbanon and Lefir Rabbi Lezer, they were Sfuki Misafkalei, so the Gemara now has to explain the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim b'negei Oisav Espinoi, and Rabbi Papa continues that le'inyan Oisav Espinoi mishkaches la, and we will be able to explain the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim b'negei the Issa of Oisav Espinoi by Ekvi, bein b'tayish habol atzviya, or bein b'tzvi habol tiyasha, as b'tayish habol atzviya ulisura, to Rabban and Savri dil mechoshin lezera av, and sev afilu mixas se aminon v'asar, Rabbi Lezer sovin, he nami dechoshin lezera av, if we would explain that the machlekes is by tzviya bal tiyasha, then the machlekes will be b'negei malchus, as Rabban and Savri nehi nami dechoshen lezera av sev afilu mixas ser minon malkin lei Rabbi Lezer sova isuri ikol malchus leka as isuri ikol duma in choshen lezera av v'hai semal yehu whether malchus leka duma choshen lezera av sev afilu mixas ser lo yaminon. And Papa explains that the machlekes between the chacham and Rabbi Lezer in regard to the Issa of Oisav Espinoi by a Kvi will be relevant both in a case where the Kvi was produced from a male goat and a female deer, and also if it was produced from a male deer and a female goat, and as Rav Papa continues and explains, in a case where the Kvi was produced from a male goat and a female deer, so the Rabban and Rabbi Lezer would be chilek if the Issa of Oisav Espinoi would even apply at all, as the only tzad that the Issa of Oisav Espinoi would apply is if we would hold a Choshen Lezera Av, and since the father of the Kfi is a goat, who at most the Kfi is a half a goat, as certainly would be Choshen Lezera Aim as well, and the Rabbanon hold that the Issa would apply even to a half goat, as Sev Afilu Miksa Seh, but keep in mind that certainly one could not be Chai Malkus, as there's also a Tzad that in Choshen Lezera Av, and we would only be Choshen Lezera Aim, and the mother of this Kfi was a deer, and therefore the Kfi would be categorized as a full-fledged deer and a Chaya, and certainly the Issa of Oisav Espinoi wouldn't apply, and therefore we can't be Mechayiv Himalkas, and we will explain this further a bit later. However, Blazer would hold that the Issa of Oisav Espinoi would not apply, and since he doesn't dash in Sev Afilu Mixaseh, so the Issa of Oisav Espinoi can only apply to an animal that is categorized as a full-fledged behemoth, and since at most this Kvi is a half a goat, so Lefira Blazer, the Issa of Oisav Espinoi would not apply at all. And Rav Papa also explains that Rav Blazer and the Chachamim would also be Chilek if the Kvi was produced from a male deer and female goat, and although both Rabbi Lezer and Chacham would agree that based on the Tzad, that in Choshen Lezera Av, and we ignore the father, and this Kfi is a full-fledged goat and a behemoth, and therefore based on the Klal of Safek Dereis L'Chumra, the Issa of Oisav Espinoi would certainly apply L'Divrei HaKol. However, the Chacham and Rabbi Lezer would be Chilek if one would be Chayiv Malkus for being Oivan this Issa of Oisav Espinoi, as Rabbanon would hold that M'monoshach one would be Chayiv Malkus as on the Tzad, that in Choshen Lezera Av, so this Kai is a full-fledged behemoth, certainly the Issa of Oisav Espinoi applies, even on the Tzad, the Choshen Lezera Av, certainly we are still Choshen Lezera Im as well, and therefore therefore this kvi would still be categorized as a half a behemah, and the Rabbanon holds seva filu sar minon. Therefore, memanushach, if one is ivan the isav isav espinoi with a kvi, then they would be chayim malchus. However, lefi Rabbi Elazar, although based on the tzad that in chish lezera av, so the isav isav espinoi would apply as suffik deraisa zulchumra. However, one could not give malchus to a person that was ivan this iser, as there is a tzad that chish lezera av, and this kvi is only a mixaseh, and Rabbi Elazar holds that the isav isav espinoi doesn't apply to a mixaseh and only applies to a full-fledged seh. And before we finish, let us point out that we just mentioned that in the case of a tayish habal tzviya, so the Rabbanon would hold that the isav isav espinoi would apply. As we explained, there would be no chi of a malkas. Similarly, we explained that in the case of a tzviya habal atyosha, so although Rabbi Elazar agrees to the chachamim that there would be an isav isav espinoi, however, Rabbi Elazar would hold that it would not be a chi of a malkas. Ayin Rashi and Diba Maschel b'tayish habal tzviya lisura, and the first scenario that the Rabbanon hold that the Isav Isav Espinoi would apply, but that is only Yisuriya Ba'alma, and one would not be Chayiv Malkas. And Bepashas, we just would explain that the reason why one would not be Chayiv Malkas is because one cannot give someone Malkas if there's a tzad that he wasn't Ivan Issa. However, Ayin Rashi states, Av Malkas Leka, the Shema in Chayshin, Vafilu Mixa Se Leka, and Hilka Chavalo Asra Safik, Veloy Shema Asra, Ve'i Malkas Bele Asra. And the second scenario, this would also be the explanation as to why Lefi Rabbi Elazar there would not be a chi of a malchus, and I am a mefarshim that discussed this point, and we will stop over here.